7,
cool beans.
6, 5, 4, 3,
cool beans.
2, 1,
cool
begin
beans.
Transmission.
Cool beans. Cool beans.
Cool beans.
Cool beans.
Cool beans.
Cool, cool.
Beans. Beans.
Cool
beans.
Cool, cool.
Beans.
Beans.
Cool.
Beans.
Cool, cool.
Beans.
Beans.
Cool.
Beans.
Cool.
Cool. Cool beans.
Beans.
Cool.
We are sorry that we have a breakdown. We are trying to put things right just as quickly as we can, and we shall rejoin the advertised program as soon as possible.
Okay, yeah, I'm here. Okay, hello. The current time is 1932? 1931? I don't know. But you're listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, and what the hell is this music? Shouldn't we be figuring out how to keep a golf ball clean? Because keeping a ball clean is important in enjoying a great round of golf. Yeah, I'm actually not ready to do this yet. You're going to have to give me
keeping
another minute.
Keeping a ball clean is essential in improving play and enjoying a great round of golf. The R&R Products Grand Ball Washer delivers an elegant design while scrubbing the toughest soil from golf balls. Let's take a look at the many features that make the Grand Golf Ball Washer an asset on any course. The handsome body design is a clean, logo-free design. The unique integrated collar design provides an appealing washer to mounting tube transition. The die-cast aluminum body is protected with a durable, hard anodized coating to prevent corrosion. All ball washers are power coat painted in a rainbow of beautiful colors. The high-performance internal spiral brush provides superior cleaning. The carabiner hook...
That is not a carabiner, and it's not a hook. That's a quick link.
A teardrop overflow drain design prevents unsightly residue stains. Order your Grand Ball Washer today.
Yeah. Okay, so now we got a Grand Ball Washer and a Soggy Cat. And it's probably time for me to explain what the hell is going on around here today. Because I don't even know. Oh my god. So yeah, alright, I'm having a hell of a day. Oh, what an interesting day I'm having so far. Oh my goodness, it's so fascinating. Oh... Okay, so I had kind of a rough night, and around 7 a.m. I kind of finally fell asleep. Ominous music. So I fell asleep, and I slept pretty good. I slept for a good 4+ hours, nice and solid. Add that to, you know, probably about 2 hours that I slept from 2 a.m. until 7 a.m. and yeah, we got a whole 6 hours of sleep in. And so I got up and I'm like, oh, I gotta hurry, gotta eat and do all my stuff and do some Dubious Goals Committee. Yeah, and that was a really great plan. And so I'm sitting there, I make my breakfast and I'm eating and I'm thinking, oh, okay, what are we going to do today? Oh, it looks like it rained this morning. Blah, 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 da, da, da. And then it was cat time. Yes, okay, so it was kitty poop time. And to make a long story short, there was another kitty poop disaster. And so I had to then spend my time cleaning up some kitty poops, some kitties. And that was fun because that meant kitty bath time. Kitties don't like kitty bath time. And so now I got a soggy cat sitting right over there about a meter and a half away from me. And it smells terrible in here. Except I can also smell the kitty shampoo that I had to wash my cat's butt with. And so now it smells like kitty poop and baby powder in here. Yay! I'm so excited about it. Yeah. And so that took a lot of time. And I still gotta do some laundry. Cause, laundry day now. And it wasn't supposed to be laundry day today, but it's laundry day now, and I still haven't had a chance to drink any damn tea, so let's get this going, finally. Tobe, what kind of tea are you drinking today? You know what? I don't even... Oh, wait, yeah, I remember. I'm drinking pu'er. I got the pu'er going. Oh, yeah. And no one is pu'er than my cat. Yeah. Ugh, the smell in here. Do I have any incense? I may have some mogra. I don't know. We might have to light some of that up. Because it's, I don't know, my olfactory senses are offended. An olfactory offense has taken place in here today. And yeah, so I got nothing for you. This is going to be another one of those episodes of the Dubious Goals Committee where there is no agenda. Did I do anything awesome in the last 24 and a half hours to 23 and a half hours since you heard from me last? No, I don't think I have. I'm trying to remember. I'm looking around to see any evidence of my awesomeness. And yeah, there's nothing. Other than this one little note. Written on the very last line of this page in my notebook. Yes, I have notebooks. I have more notebooks than I don't know what to do with it. So, oh, now Pippa says hi. Pippa approaches me. Hi, yeah, you're soggy. Oh, you're kind of dry now. Cat's been drying herself off for a while. Yeah, when I got her out of the bathtub, I do try to towel her off. But she's not a big fan of hair dryers. She's not even a big fan of the towels, to be perfectly honest. So I guess my cat forgives me for having to stick her in the bathtub. Oh, God. Oh, God. The funny thing is that she's not violent about it. It's not like she goes crazy and wants to claw her way out and claw her way through you or anything. No, my cat just likes to complain about it. She just sits there and makes this crazy-ass noise. Oh, yeah, if I would have been thinking, I would have recorded it. But, yeah, maybe next time we record the kitty bath. Oh, jeez, that's going to be a nightmare. Kitty bath time. Oh, wait, I do remember the thing that happened to me yesterday that was awesome. This is weird. This is really weird. Oh, this tea is good, though. Oh, I need this so much. It's so yummy. All right, so a thing did happen to me yesterday. An interesting... Oh, my foot. My foot's still doing that weird, painful thing, but I thought it was getting better, but maybe not. Anyway, what did I do yesterday? I had to go to the store. I went to the grocery store again. I had to go to the grocery store because I ran out of lunch food. Because I didn't have any lunch. And I said to myself, this was after Dubious Goals Committee yesterday, I said to myself, oh, what to do for lunch? Well, I could go buy some food. How much dollars do I have? You know, dollars of money. And I only have $11 of money. Oh, okay, well, that is enough to buy crappy food, but I can't eat crappy food, and it's almost enough to buy good food, but if I buy good food, then I don't have any more dollars of money. And so I decided I better go to the grocery store. So I did. I did have some stuff in the house, but nothing that sounded good. You know, I could have made ramen, but and I could have done a bunch of stuff, but rice, egg rolls... gyoza soup, all a bunch of things that seemed like it was going to be too hot to cook because it was hot yesterday, and so I went to the store. And I got some more bratwurst and some bratwurst buns and salad stuff and graham crackers and a small bag of poochows and... Seems like there was something else. Oh yeah, waffles and... A small container of pasta salad. Yay! Oh, and potato chips. Some of the honey barbecue potato chips. Because it's barbecue potato chip season. Oh my God. So many flavors of barbecue potato chips on the market. I do enjoy that. I love seeing seasonal potato chip flavors come onto the shelves. It tells me what season it is. Lets me know what time of year it is. So I was at the grocery store. I grabbed all my food. Zing, zing, zing. And I made my way to the Embipinator. The Embipinator station. And as I was throwing my little red basket up onto the Embipinator little table thing, I noticed some furtive movement behind me. And so I glanced into the computer screen so I could see the reflection of whatever was happening behind me. And yes, darting behind me. And then I noticed, looping around, guess who it was? If you said, was it Alexis, the eyes girl? You are correct. And so she sort of tried to stealthily make her way around, hiding behind me and sneak around. She snuck up on me. And she went to the Embipinator station that is on the other side of my Embipinator station. And this is only, you know, these are only separated by, you know, the standard magazine and candy rack. Right? And so I'm pretending that I don't notice her, and I'm just about to start to embeepin my groceries when I decided, oh, I can't stand it. I gotta say something. And so I sort of peek between the upper monitor and the top of the magazine rack, and I said, Alexis! Are you trying to sneak up on me? And she's like, hi. How are you? Yeah, I'm sneaking up on. And I said, a sneak attack. I knew it. And then she came around to my side of the double Embipinator station, and we stood there and had another conversation. What? While I embeepened my groceries. Oh, so we sat there and we talked for a while, and this was bad because I didn't look my best. I'm unshaven, I'm unbathed. It's not a pretty sight, but no, she was cool. And what were we talking about? I don't even remember. I just kept embeepening my groceries and putting them in the sack. And we were talking about something, and she mentioned that, I mentioned that I got the pasta salad or something, and she's like, they moved it, where did it go, blah, blah, blah. And I said, it's over there now, it used to be over there, but now it's over there by the thing, and no, because they did move the pasta salad. And she said, my brother works in the kitchen, and blah, blah, blah. Learned something new there. She's got a brother that works in the kitchen at the grocery store. Okay, cool. Yes, there's a kitchen at my grocery store. For all my foreign listeners, we got weird grocery stores here. These usually have delis and bakeries and restaurants in them, so this is not that unusual of a statement for American grocery stores. And that's when we got to know each other on a first name basis. I said, wait a minute. This is unrelated to her brother in the kitchen or anything. And I said, Alexis, it's not fair. I know your name because you have a name tag. And you don't know my name. And that's unfair. So I hold out my hand. She shook my hand and I said, hi. My name's Tobe. Nice to meet you. She's like, Tobe? Yeah, T-O-B. And the reason I did this is because the last time I talked to her a couple days ago, and there was a few cues in this conversation that I was just having with her where she was trying to address me but she couldn't because she didn't know my name and she was sort of nervous about it and weird. And after I did that, after I told her my name, she sort of took a sigh of relief. And she said, what did she say? Something, it's always sort of hard to ask customers their names, blah, blah, blah. Anyway. So then we talked about something else. she didn't want to break off the conversation. I had to roll. I wanted to get out of there. I stank the high hell. You know, I'm like, oh my God, I gotta get home and take a bath. And yeah, so I'm walking out and we're still exchanging pleasantries and I'm waving over my shoulder as she says, okay, bye, Tob, or whatever. It's like, oh my God, get me the hell out of here. I'm gonna turn into a pickled beet.
I'm hot for you, baby. I'm a pickled beet. I'm red but not embarrassed. And I am good with meat. Of course I make an excellent boy. And I'm hot for you, baby.
Awesome. That is a cool song. Oh, let me lock the car here. Okay. The song we just heard was This Is Mongol by The Who. And of course, when I say The Who, I mean our favorite Mongolian warrior band. Not some Englishmen from the 60s and 70s. Now,
While that song was playing, two things happened. I looked at a thermometer and discovered that it is kind of cool enough outside to go outdoors, so I had to drive down to the creek as that song was finishing up, because I want to look in the creek to see if we can find any owls, because we saw one owl in here yesterday. Is anybody in here today? Wait, did I just hear a hoot? I don't think so. Maybe. All right, I'm just walking along the lawn here alongside the creek, and I'm looking up into the trees, but I don't see my owls. I do hear like one possibly angry bird, angry that an owl is around. So maybe we'll have to go in there. Let's get down in there. Wait, did I just hear it again? No, I'm hearing a dog bark, and it's far enough away that it sounds like an owl. All right, so I think what we're going to do here is first we do a toe check. Huh, it's a lot drier here than I thought it would be. Maybe it didn't rain as much as I thought it did. We haven't been getting good rains. We just get these little light rainy rains that are just sort of symbolic more than functional. All right, I'm under canopy. I can hear golfers. I can hear golf balls being smacked. Okay, I'm under canopy. I'm looking around. Oh yeah, I can see all kinds of golfers on the golf course. That means there might be some lost golf balls that we might have to look for. But I'm really concentrating on owls right now. Where are my owls? Where are my buddies? I'm not immediately seeing any owls, but do I ever immediately see them? No, we gotta sort of stand around and look and move, and that's when they show themselves. Okay, so I'm going to start making my way down the extraordinarily treacherous slope, which is not quite as treacherous as I expected it to be, because it's not as wet and as damp as I thought it would be. Don't get me wrong, everything is wet. It's just not slippery or anything deadly. All right, we are down. We're down in the valley, looking downstream into the trees. I'm looking for the shapes of my little hooty hoot friends, my little squee, and the big boys. There's more than one little squee. Honestly, I think there's at least three. There might be four. Looking down into the creek itself, searching for golf balls. I see none. Well, there's one in the water, but wasn't that one there yesterday or the day before? When were we here last? I don't know. Oh, and we've got tracks in the mud. And it looks like marmot. We've got two different animals running through here. We got marmots and we got raccoons. All right. So marmot and raccoon tracks, awesome. No golf balls, not awesome, but whatever, that's cool. It's not like we need more golf balls, we just need more blue ones. And actually, I don't know how many more blue golf balls we need to pick up, because the ultra rare blue golf ball, I haven't made an official count of how many I have, but it could be four or five now. And I have made the promise to not keep more than three of a single color or style. All right, I'm looking downstream. We are not going downstream because the water's high enough in the creek that we can't walk down the middle of the creek like we always do. So I'm looking for owls. I don't see any owls. I don't see any golf balls. Turning around. So Do we really need to pick up any more golf balls at all? Well, no. Except for purple, of course. I've only got one purple golf ball. Not including the lavender golf ball. So I guess I still need to find two more purple golf balls. Maybe they'll be upstream here. Let's walk upstream. I'm really just staring up into the trees. And I was thinking about this last night. I think I might have learned another owl thing. And that owl thing is this. When it rains, I think they hang out lower in the branches. I'm running into trees and stuff now. I think they hang out lower in the trees than higher. Just because the lower you are in a tree, the more protection you have. Right? I mean, if you're on a lower branch, you have the protection of all the branches above you to shelter you from the rain and to block wind and, you know, do all these types of things. So being as it's been kind of stormy, maybe they're down low. Well, I can see a squirrel over here. I can hear a squirrel over there. But I don't see any of my owl dudes. I'm in a good spot for looking into the trees on the edge of the golf course. And no? Where's my buddies, the owls? Have we seen any owls? Yeah, we saw an owl yesterday. Or was it the day before yesterday? One guy. And he was down low because it was stormy. He was right over there. So where did the owls go? Have they migrated? Have they moved on to the summer owl palace? Is that what they do? I'm not a bird guy. I'm not an I heard a big noise. It was just a squirrel falling in a tree. I am not an ornithologist. I'm not an owlologist. I'm just the guy walking around in the creek looking for owls. See, they love this tree. None standing here today. And then the next tree up here. They love this tree up here. And I don't see any owls anywhere. I am feeling drips. I'm being dripped on. I don't know if it's actually raining or if old rain that was resting on leaves is now falling off and landing on me. No owls here either. This is unusual. This is a big owl spot. Okay. Well, I guess this is going to be another owl-free day. And I just remembered something else I gotta tell you. The one good thing that happened to me in the last 24 hours. Talking to Alexis, that was always good. But, yeah, no, the one other good thing that happened to me last night at about 2 a.m., maybe it was around 1:30. Guess what was on TV on TCM Underground overnight? None other than the classic John Waters film, Pink Flamingos. Yeah. Good thing they didn't play the entire trilogy of trash. Otherwise, I would have had to stay up all night. But I did anyway. And so maybe I'm mad that they didn't. I love John Waters. Clearly, the man's a genius. All right, well, I'm walking through the fungus zone here. I don't see any fungus. We need more water. We need more rain. And, you know, we haven't had a mushroom episode yet this year. If it rains enough, then maybe we can do that here on the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day. Holidays, weekends, you name it, at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. And this is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Little fungus on the log here. That's interesting. Ow. Getting stabbed by trees. trees trying to kill me? All right, I'm climbing out of here. I'll talk to you tomorrow.